Guys, if you haven't made it out to the Carbach restaurant, I don't know what you're waiting for. I highly recommend it. They're open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. They've got a fantastic menu. The read says a dynamic menu, and which that's a fancy word for saying the food's really good. They've got the poutine back on the menu, which is it's awesome. And they've got the Korean fried chicken, which is my favorite thing. For some reason, they took it off the menu for a while. It's back, though. And all the items on the menu pair really well with your favorite Carbach brew. If you're looking to have a holiday party, Carbach's available for that. They've got an indoor room that can accommodate 185 people and a space outdoors in the beer garden that can hold even more. Come check out that either space today and see if it fits for your party. And while you're there, take a tour of the beer garden or hang out in the beer garden. Take a tour of the brewery. They open 2:30 Monday through Friday, 11 on Saturday, and noon on Sundays. Go in, take a look around. See how you like it, guys. Taste some of the wares. I promise you're going to love them. Located right outside the 29610 interchange near the intersection of Mangum and Tacoma. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today. Tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, R-E-A-L, at Jon Snow with a zero in the snow, at Degenerates 975, can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, we sexually harassed the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That was pretty much it. And a little sports there, too. Threw in some of that.
A little sports.
Yeah, and it is What Are the Odds Wednesday, so if you want to get in, you want to call, text, tweet, whatever you want to do, put odds on it. Technically, we know it's percentages, but that sounds stupid.
Yeah.
So, hey, I need to give something away because we're out at 6:30 today. Is that correct, John?
Yes.
Yep.
For Aggie basketball.
A&M versus big matchup tonight.
It's a serious game going on tonight.
Savannah State. Savannah, Georgia.
Well, I do declare those Aggie men are coming to take our prizes and our women.
We've got quite the women in Savannah.
Oh,
so.
Do we?
I say.
All right. We will not be held captive by these Aggies.
I'm afraid we shall, sir.
They may beat us in this silly game of orange round ball. But we are true gentlemen at the end of the day.
Well,
and they are savages. Savages.
Can they beat us at golf, sir?
I do not think so. Savages do not know how to play the gentleman's game.
All right. Well,
it'd be like playing chess with a child.
I'll say, how about this? A $25 Raising Cane's gift card. Indulge yourself in One Love 24-hour marinated, hand-battered, premium chicken tenderloins. Raising Cane's now has 24 locations in the Houston metro area. Raising Cane's gift card makes a great holiday gift. Visit RaisingCane's.com to find the location nearest you today. We'll do caller five.
Well, Raising Cane's the finest fried chicken you'll get outside of Savannah.
I say, is that true, sir?
I do declare, sir.
Well, I don't leave Savannah, so I would not know.
You're a wise man.
That's such a beautiful place. Oh, man. I whenever I hear Savannah, I think of...
You instantly think of plantation owners?
And Charlize Theron in Legend of Bagger Vance,
yeah.
And her over-the-top southern accent.
Yeah.
That was just... she's so hot, I don't care, but she was just so over-the-top with that.
Yeah, I think of Leonardo DiCaprio in Django.
Yeah, that's another good one. Or Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah, him too. Yeah, same guy.
Yeah, that... All right, you know what? I also think a little bit of Val Kilmer in Tombstone.
Maybe so.
A little bit of that. More of Virginia.
He's a Virginia man,
yeah,
I believe.
But
But it's very similar, yeah. The uppity white man, the uppity white Southern man.
I know. Let's have a spelling contest. God, don't get me started on that. So I could quote every friggin' line of his in that movie. Why, Johnny Ringo, you look like someone just walked all over your grave. I don't know how the hell we got on that. All right, you want to do some sports here? You want to do some stuff here?
Listen, we were pretty stuffy in the first hour.
Ooh, okay.
Maybe we owe some sports.
Have you seen the conspiracy theory on the Saints-Falcons game?
Oh, yes.
John, do we have the conspiracy music for this? I don't really think.
Is it that song?
Yeah, you can keep going.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so first off, let's talk about Bobby Hebert starting things off, right?
Okay.
I don't know if I've ever seen a game like this, and I usually don't say, you know, the officials, they're cheating or calls aren't going our way. Man, it definitely looked like the fix was on, and they wanted the Christmas Eve game against Atlanta to mean something. They wanted to keep it. Okay, that's your fault. That was not me. I want that noted for the record.
It was not. It was my fault, but it's because I was trying to do this. I was trying to.
Okay. All right. They wanted to keep Atlanta in contention. It was a game of penalties, and it was overkill. I understand you've got to call some penalties, but just throwing the flag so you become too much of the game, it gets to be ridiculous. Almost you have to have a 3-1 penalties advantage over Atlanta. You're going to tell me they were playing that much on the edge when we have 11 penalties and they have only 4? That's a bunch of bull. And so the Saints were penalized 11 times for 87 yards, 9 of which resulted in Falcons first downs. There's your first big clue. 9 of them gave them first downs. That is the most first downs gained via penalty by a team in one game in at least 20 years.
Shocking.
The Falcons were flagged just 4 times for 35 yards. And then there was the Jake.
Do you mean the Atlanta Falcons, sir?
Atlanta Falcons, sir. Right up the road from Savannah,
Georgia. Well, that's the poor man's Savannah.
I would never be caught dead in Atlanta,
I believe,
Georgia,
in
sir.
Atlanta they have black men roaming free on the streets.
Well, they were certainly roaming free in the secondary against the Saints. All right. Then here you go. This is according to NOLA.com. The NFL 6 months ago hired one of the key witnesses who helped them inform the league of the alleged New Orleans Saints bounty program. Mike Cirillo, who was a defensive...
Too much. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's over the top.
It was too much.
Yeah. But Mike Cirillo, who was a defensive assistant with the Saints during 2009, is now working as the director of football administration. Ooh, and here's the final one. The NFL has confirmed that former Falcons player Phil McKinley served as the down judge for the Saints-Falcon game. McKinley spent 5 years with the Falcons from 1976 through 1980. He played for the Bears in 81, Rams in 82. But the strange aspect of the assignment is that McKinley isn't a member of the crew that would have worked the game. But he was assigned to work on this one. It says he was handpicked, despite 5 years of playing for the Falcons, to work the Saints-Falcons game.
Mm. Sounds shady to me, Fred.
Yeah. So,
who's started this?
Well,
NewOrleansSaintsFan.com.
Well, NOLA.com, which is the New Orleans newspaper, wrote a bunch about it. Jay Glazer had a report about it in there. So, yeah, Saints fan is livid now because they think there's a conspiracy. So, somebody says you sound exactly like the bad dude in Wild Wild West.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever seen Wild West.
That's it exactly. Have you played him? It's somebody fairly famous. It's like the English actor with the who was married to Emma Thompson.
I don't know.
Oh well. But yeah. 713-780-ESPN. I love a little conspiracy theory. Kenneth Branagh, that's who it was. He played it. Another English guy. So apparently if you're English, you can really do Southern accents or South African.
Jeremy says there's that's Nick Cage from Con Air. That's my accent. Ike says
put the bunny down.
Ike said I heard some African slave in there. I don't know about that one.
I'll say I'll just stick with Foghorn Leghorn.
And then Ben says I turn on the Blitz and hear Southern gents hurling insults at Aggies. This is why I heart radio. Sebastian says Kevin Klein. I don't know.
No, Kevin Klein was it was Kenneth Branagh who was the bad guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin Klein and Will Smith were the good guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is some of him. We may have lost the war, but heaven knows we haven't lost our sense of humor.
That's pretty good.
No, not even when we lost a lung.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. And he had no legs, and he was like on this mobile thing the whole time. The movie was so awful, but I watch it every time it's on. I don't know why. Mainly for that accent. I love those accents. I'm not going to lie. So, somebody says, you guys are so high right now. God, I wish.
I wish too.
Dude, that we gotta bring some weed in here one day, like some cookies, because we can't smoke in here.
And just get super baked.
Yeah.
See how the show goes.
Yeah. And yeah, do Foghorn Leghorn voices for the entire show. or do the whole show in redneck.
I think my
or Indian. I could do it in Indian.
I like to do plantation owner. That is my favorite accent, I think.
That's up there.
That's what I refer to it as.
Plantation owner.
Yeah, okay. Calvin Candy is my inspiration for this.
Oh man,
they try to just sound so smart and so classy, but deep down they're just kind of scummy.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, they're genteel, sir.
Yeah,
genteel is the word you're looking for. Oh, boy. So tell people about the Rockets, who are 12.5-point favorites tonight, by the way.
The Rockets are never going to lose another game, Fred. Do you believe me?
I believe they're not going to lose tonight.
Okay. Well, they're not losing ever again. I've been saying that for the last, I think, 12 games, and I'm undefeated in that stretch. But Friday night, they're going to black out the Toyota Center. James, CP3, the rest of the Western Conference leading Rockets play for the first ever blackout night. This is the game for you. You love to wear black.
I do. I wear black all the time.
You should wear black to the Rockets game on Friday. Follow the player's lead and wear black to the game. The doors open at 7. The Budweiser liftoff party starts at 6 with DJ Savannah Winters. I do declare, so DJ Savannah Winters will be playing. Let's run as one with the Rockets, and the Rockets' 7-game homestand continues on Monday night when they host the Utah Jazz. That's a mix-and-match Monday ticket promotion that's presented by the Houston Federal Credit Union. Purchase one all-inclusive ticket for as low as $25, and you'll receive one free beer, water, or soda, one free popcorn or hot dog, and one free T-shirt, koozie, or Rockets poster. And the first 5,000 fans in attendance receive a Rockets player calendar presented by Houston Federal Credit Union. Go to Rockets.com to get your tickets today, or get tickets for whatever the Rocket fan in your life, whoever that may be. Get them a Christmas present at Rockets.com. Tickets to a future Rockets game. That's Rockets. Run as
one. Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from The Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me. Just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation. Fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and race book. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sports book, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
One.
Hey, guys, I bet you got a bunch of holiday parties coming up. And if you do, you got to go to work the next morning. You better get a good night's sleep. You know how to do that. Go get you a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. You can celebrate the holidays and get 20% off factory direct prices on select mattresses for your best after-party rest. Now, keep in mind, you're already saving 50% off of what you pay in a retail store because they make them right there and sell them directly to you. And they make them with quality products. These are great, great beds that are going to custom. They're going to get custom fitted for you, so you get the very best sleep. Now you get 20% off factory prices on top of that. And besides that, there's great showroom specials on all pocketed coil mattresses. And if you don't think this makes a great gift for the significant other in your life, you're wrong. It does. Give the gift of sleep today while you sleep your best during the season. And I guarantee you, man, this is a great thing. If you guys want to get each other a gift, go to Texas Mattress Makers, and they're going to put you on a great mattress. That's what they do. You're going to sleep better, handcrafted quality, custom fitted. Where else but with Uval and Texas Mattress Makers? Visit them today at 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation off I-10 East. Make sure you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. They love the Blitzers there. They will take care of you. Great people over there, good friends. TexasMattressMakers.com. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. John Goodman from Oh Brother, We're Out There, Al. More people have mentioned that one. That's a good one, too. His Savannah, Georgia was pretty good.
Yeah.
Whoops. Somebody, have you heard Jeff Sessions talk? He sounds like the next incarnate of Foghorn Leghorn. Also, his middle name is Beauregard. Mike from Pearland. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a name you should go by, Sir Beauregard.
Beauregard.
Sir Beauregard. Let me ask you guys in on the Bitcoin wagon. I am not.
I'm not either. I feel like maybe I'm a sucker, and I'll probably regret it one day, and I'm not savvy. But I feel like if you can't buy real estate with it, I'm not interested.
Well, it's kind of, I mean, if you were going to get in on it, it would have been like a year ago.
Right.
It's too late.
It's too late now.
Yeah. There's no value in jumping on now. Well, the thing is that this must have been like 3 or 4 years ago when Bitcoin was like, this is the first, when he first came out. I was like, man, I should put like 10 bucks into this thing and see what happens. And I ended up getting scared off and not doing anything about it. I was really close too.
You were really close to putting in 10 bucks?
Yeah, but 10 bucks now into Bitcoin would be a lot of money.
Yeah, well, why didn't you get it?
I don't know, because I got scared.
It's one of those.
Everyone's saying you should buy now. You know what
no,
I would
do? Don't
I would
buy now.
Sell it all now.
No, once people start talking about that, it's time to get out.
Yeah.
Honestly, my investments are, we're pretty vanilla on what we invest in. We've got very safe investments, most, and a lot of them in Canada, as a matter of fact. I did jump on Facebook when it got down to 18, and because when, you know, remember that it went way up right off the bat, and then it plummeted after a few months. When it got down to 18, I bought and then sold, I think, at 30, and it still went up to 40 again. So I got out a little early, but I felt like that was a fair enough profit for it. But for the most part,
I feel like buying Bitcoin now would be like buying Amazon now.
Yeah, yeah. You needed to get on that.
Apple.
And I'll be honest, when it first came out and I studied it, I didn't feel like it was going to take off like this. So it's one of those things. I was just,
yeah. And Facebook is at 178 right now.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. But you know what? I'm happy with the profit I made. But 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Hey, remember Terrence Jones, former Rocket?
Yes.
He's now a Santa Cruz Warrior.
That's a made-up team.
No, that's their G League team.
Oh, okay.
I was surprised that he's fallen so far. I mean, he was a functional NBA player when he was at his best. Yeah, but wasn't that long ago he was a starting Rocket.
How old is he now? Can't be like 25, 26.
Yeah. Did you see this potential breaking news from Mark Berman?
I did not.
Astros are close to signing free agent reliever Joe Smith. He's in Houston for his physical.
Okay.
I guess that replaces Luke Gregerson, essentially.
That upgrades from, at least I would think, from Luke Gregerson. I don't know what his numbers were last year in Cleveland. I know he was pretty good, though. I feel like that was he was a pretty solid pitcher, but he's not young either.
No, been in the league 11 years.
Yeah, he's getting up there.
He was pretty solid for the Jays before they traded him.
Yeah,
I think his ERA was around 3.
Okay. Yeah, that's solid. That's a nice arm to have.
Yeah.
But again, I still don't feel comfortable until they fix like the back end of that bullpen.
Yeah.
And that's not Joe Smith.
Well, I still think they think Giles can be the guy, and maybe he can, but I'd sure like to have another reliable arm back there.
Yeah.
Lamont says Bitcoin's too volatile and not liquid enough. I've thought about getting involved in it just because all the gambling websites take it. And I thought that might be, okay, well, if I'm going to invest, then I might use it for that. But I guess that's one I'm just not savvy enough about that to make a decision. And Siren XXX, just talk about your blackout game. Is it the first blackout game of the season to hide all the Spurs fans?
That could be.
That's a good thought.
That is a good thought.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a lot of Spurs fans planning to attend the game?
Oh, they usually are.
Is that typical?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I used Bitcoin to buy something a few years ago. I had $3 left over and checked it today, and I had 110.
Hey, there you go.
There you go.
It could have been you, Jong.
Yeah. With your $10, you'd be over 300 now.
Yeah.
Damn.
Could buy a small child with that in some countries.
I should have bought like a grand worth. Just seen what happens.
Any advice for someone interested in making investments for the first time? I'll just invest in something you know. I mean, that's the number one thing. And that's why, like Facebook, I felt like I had a good feel on at the time. And obviously, if I'd hung on to that stock, it'd be worth a ridiculous amount of money now. But when it dropped as low as it did, I thought the value had gone down too much, and then it would go back up. And then when it got to a number that I thought, okay, I'll get out on. But I knew a lot about Facebook, and I felt comfortable with that. I'm not comfortable in investing in things that I just don't know much about, and there's a lot of that out there. And like most of our investments in Canada are in like Potash Corp and stuff like that, that you know Val's very familiar with. And but just find something you know is the best thing.
Texas Zombie says, I heard that Litecoin is the hot thing now. No clue what it is. Yeah, I don't know either. Yeah. I'm not into that.
Yeah. It just seems like, and I don't like
to buy land and houses. That's what to me, that's what's going to work out.
Yeah, real estate, especially in this city, if you go to the right place, is a good investment.
Yeah.
And I've told anybody to listen, man, I would be invested in real estate in Third Ward. And
my house in South Austin's worth like 80 grand more now than when I bought it.
Well, downtown is still growing towards UH, basically. And there's a lot of affordable land. Third Ward, East Downtown. East Downtown is getting expensive now. But the farther you get down towards Scott and towards Lockwood, there's still some really good deals available that I would, if you're willing to go long on them, then, you know. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. He says keep an eye on electric vehicle charging stations.
They have those at Whole Foods.
Yeah, I think that's but
is it like the new Red Box? Everybody needs to get one?
Apparently so. And back to the accents, Tom Hanks and Lady Killers.
I don't know if I've ever even seen Lady Killers.
I think I've seen that.
I might be wrong, though.
He says, I bought 10 acres off 59 and 99 about 10 years ago, and it was the best investment of my
life.
There
you go.
Yeah, if you're going to get land, man, that's one of those that... Yeah, it's especially depending on where you buy, and there's a lot of good places to study in this city because it's still growing. But 10 years, you got to be thinking 10 years down the road.
Yep.
And Arabs for Trump. I just started shorting the S&P, sitting back waiting for the crash. Good luck, Arabs for Trump. But, yeah, I don't do a whole lot of it, though, man. It's not something that I consider myself an expert at by any stretch. I just know that we've got some very safe investments that yearly I look up and there's a lot more money in there than there was the year before, and as long as that keeps happening. And every now and then, you know, we'll do something like the Facebook deal. But for the most part, we've just got things that are already set up and that we're planning on going long with, and that's retirement money. So... Which hopefully will be 2 years.
Never going to happen.
For me, it'll be 2 years.
You'll be here.
Probably. I mean, I just want to be in position to retire.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily want to, but I don't know what I'm going to feel like in 2 years. Matt says Bitcoin's a lot like Enron. You know it's rolling in dough, but very few know how they turn profit.
Yeah. I don't get it either. But
hey, Longhorn Dimitri, I got a buddy who's investing big in weed growers. That's something I'm seeing in a lot of states right now that don't have it legalized yet. And I think that's a smart investment. I do. It's just, I don't know. I most of the people who are close to it here that tell me that it's going to happen here, I'm a lot more skeptical than they are. So.
And it's also not like you can just like start, you know, start up a big crop and just say, listen, I'm not going to sell this now. I'm just growing it for when it becomes legal here. It's a tough, that's a tough call.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Got to tell you what's going on at Man Centers. Jong for years has been telling me, man, I sure wish I was circumcised. Well, good news. It's not too late for you, Jong. If you're an uncircumcised male, you're at increased rate for many types of infections, STDs, penile cancer, and more. And Man Centers is the only certified practice in Houston performing the Shang Ring circumcision. It's adult male circumcision. It's an FDA-approved, easy, quick, safe, effective procedure that takes about 10 to 15 minutes to do. The procedure is performed in the clinic. Recovery time is way less than conventional circumcisions, cost way less than conventional circumcisions, cleaner, less pain, lower complication rate, and higher appearance satisfaction rate. It's typically covered by insurance too. A lot of guys think, I've missed an age window to have a circumcision. It's not true. The Shang Ring procedure can be performed on any male at any age over one. And a circumcised male's overall health benefits and hygiene are just much better. Call Man Centers today. Schedule a consultation. The doctors and staff will walk you through all the details and benefits. I-10 in Campbell in Houston, Pearland right off 288, or Tomball on Tomball Parkway. Go to mancenters.com to book your appointment today. It's Man Centers. Men's health starts here.
Hey, guys. It's AJ Hoffman from The Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me. Just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation. Fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to betdsi.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sportsbook, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
All right, let's go to my man Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. Aubrey, how you doing, bud?
Hey, guys. Great afternoon for holiday cheer, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Starting to get a little chill out. It's a good time.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of times in Texas, we get the opportunity to bring friends and family, and we have the house size comparative to our family around the country. You know, we have the car space, the big driveways, the extra rooms. Friends, a lot of times we get that family experience in Texas because it is the perfect state for all of our family to travel into. And when you think about your home quality, the interior, both before or even after the family wraps up, you're going to want to keep the interior quality perfect without soaps, chemical residues, or tap water. And you're going to do that by dialing 281-DIRT-FREE. 281-DIRT-FRE with one E, 281-DIRT-FREE, gets a $100,000 machine in your driveway. For how much? $120. If you have a new unwrapped toy for Todd, we're going to come out, do the labor, bring the most expensive, most advanced system in the world that doesn't leave a chemical residue, have a new unwrapped toy, we'll do an extra area for free with any purchase. So now's the time to get a holiday cheer going with Toys for Tots. Also, get your clean standards up exactly where you want them. And then you get it all cleaned up, the mess afterwards, after the holiday parties are over with. Dial 281 Dirt-Free, dirtfreecarpet.com. We're ready to serve anything you need us to do. 281 Dirt-Free, you've seen it. You know it works in your home.
All right, that's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt-Free. Appreciate it, bud. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Somebody says, can your advice be to not get your investment advice from sports radio? Yeah, I would probably.
That's probably a good call, too.
That's a really good call. I would call some investment guys on that. And somebody else asking, can I buy sports map stock? We're not publicly traded.
No, but I bet you could. I bet if you knocked on David Gow's door, you wanted to invest, I bet they'd let you.
As long as they stay away from my shares of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be okay with that. So, you know, I just don't want you getting any of mine. I like my long-term potential with that.
You're sticking to that.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I like my short-term potential in that. The site's doing really, really well. And if you haven't checked it out, it's a good time to tell you about sportsmap.com. Follow us on Twitter at sportsmaphou. And we've got why Bill O'Brien should be fired from Brian O'Donnell today. We've got gambling recap. We've got soccer week in review for those of you who are into soccer. And all kinds of good stuff. And then we got some great stuff coming tomorrow as well. So tune in every day. Got a video from Robin Carlin who's going to tell you what gifts you should get for your lady. So,
okay.
I think her advice is pretty good. It also explains why I've been divorced so many times.
Yeah. What does she say? Jewels and...
We have to tune into the video.
Okay.
Yeah. 713 said, Lysa Chill says he bought in the Heights back in 2010 and the house has doubled in value already. Yeah, that area is another one. And I think you're too late to the party in the Heights.
Oh, yeah.
But my goodness. And it's funny, I was talking to a friend of mine who moved out of there about 20 years ago, and the place that he moved out of, he left before it exploded, and it would be worth probably $1 million now if he'd stayed. So it's just, but I mean, that's, you know, I look at areas of town that where the there's only a few places left to really grow, especially around downtown. So, and hell, the value of the place I bought's already gone up like almost 60 grand in a year. So, I mean, I'm pretty stoked. 713-780-ESPN. Do you want to try a phone call here?
Oh, that's on you.
Well, why don't you look and see if any of those interest you? And if not, we'll just move on. Because I got some other stuff that might be more interesting.
I mean, we can do a call. I don't care. Yeah. I don't care which one. Whoever's been holding the longest.
Okay. All right.
So, you want to just go through random, because these are all different things.
All right, well, let's just go bam, bam, bam.
Okay.
You pick.
Who's been on the longest, Joe? Kyle. Hey, Kyle.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Hey, sports.
Hey, I'm going to be y'all's your regular Detroit asker. But I was wondering, I'm painfully aware of the lack of pass rush the Lions have and the decade-long lack of a run game.
Yeah.
What do you think the odds are that we win out the season to make it into the playoffs? Not that it'll be worth being there, but, you know, I'd still like to see it. And also,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Well, we're going bam, bam, bam. So you got this is bam.
I'm going to go. The answer to that question is fully dependent on whether or not Aaron Rodgers ends up playing this season.
Well, he's been cleared, and it looks like he's going to play Sunday.
Okay. Then if he's still not broken by week 17,
which I think he'll get rebroken.
I do, too.
Yeah.
And if he does, I give you a good chance. Two home games against the Bears and the Packers and a road game in Cincinnati. Very winnable.
That still might – winning out might not get you in, though.
It might not.
So
you need some help.
All right. Who's next?
I don't know, whoever's been holding the next line. See, unlike Raheel's show, we have the longest wait times in Houston. People just wait forever.
Brian?
So I've been told that that's rude by us to have people waiting on hold, so I want to apologize to everyone on hold. Brian, sorry for the wait. Brian, hey. What's going on?
Hey, no worries. Sports, fellas.
Sports.
Just to keep it quick, so I saw today that the line on the Rose Bowl, or OU in Georgia, was OU as a two-point dog. What are the odds that you see that line move before the game actually starts, and which way do you see it going?
Honestly, that's been the line, I think, since open, hasn't it?
Yeah, I don't – unless something comes out
I don't expect it to move much.
Where a key player gets suspended or something, but I don't anticipate much movement in that.
So. I tend to – which side are you on with that?
I don't know yet, man. I'm going to – the computer model says this exact same thing. Everything points to the lines exactly where it should be. You know, asked me before the Auburn-Georgia game, I said, man, I like OU to win this thing. But I don't know.
I'm torn. I want to go out on that limb and say I'll take Oklahoma to win the whole shebang because Oklahoma's got – exactly what Clemson had last year.
Yeah.
An elite quarterback that could just...
Who's mobile, and that's what you beat Alabama with.
It is.
Which I do like Alabama to beat Clemson.
I do too.
And
in fact, I like Alabama to beat Clemson quite handily.
And then I like Alabama to beat Georgia, but I like OU against Alabama, if that makes any sense.
You're either Oklahoma or Alabama.
Yeah. I feel pretty good that one of those two wins it, which means Georgia or Clemson wins.
Probably.
And who's the
last
one?
We'll have a Georgia-Clemson final.
Yeah. Who's the next one?
Is that Jen or Ben? Ben.
Hey, sports guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sorry for the wait, Ben.
No, hey, I appreciate your hospitality, sir. That's AJ talking. I just had a quick question, and then I'll hang up because I know it's Wednesday, and this is kind of maybe off subject. You just got off with a great call there. Do y'all plan on, and if you've said, I start to repeat it, having a segment with picking the bowl games?
Oh, yeah. We'll have Brad Powers on tomorrow, as we always do. And so we'll hit the games that are coming up. And we'll have him throughout the bowl season. So every Thursday, 5:30, Brad Powers from pregame will join us, and we'll talk bowls. So now I don't know if we'll get to all of them. I think what we'll try to maybe give you a quick pick on every bowl in case you're doing one of those pools. But we'll be definitely going week to week on them. So, and I actually have a play on Troy and North Texas.
Oh, look at you.
I have two plays on that game.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah. So, but we'll talk about that. I'll just tell you, the computer model spits out an over-under of 72 for that game, and the over-under is 62. So that should tell you which direction I'm leaning.
Okay.
So I'm being a lot more reliant on the computer lately because it's been... For me, it's been
harder to like rely on any sort of models like that in the bowl season.
Well, this takes it into account. Neutral field versus home field, it takes into account. Coaching changes, everything. So
yeah, motivation, I guess, is like what I think about.
Well, and I think both these teams are fairly motivated because it's not like they're stud teams. I mean, Troy might, maybe this is a little below what they expected, but not much. I mean, you're a Sun Belt team.
That's true.
North Texas got to be fired up to be there. They weren't supposed to be this good.
That's true.
So, all right.
You want to know what? You want to know what else is true?
What is true?
You don't need a computer or math background to work in IT.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's true.
So I could do that,
right? How did you not know that? I tell you this every day.
Because usually I take the headphones off when you start reading something and walk off. But I didn't know this.
Yeah.
I know this now. This is incredible. I could stop this job right now.
There's a My Computer Career graduate that was working at a large coffee chain. And she decided that she wanted more out of life. She started attending classes at My Computer Career while barista-ing. And today she's an IT professional because it's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career could work for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. My Computer Career can get you trained for the high-demand field of IT, and you'll start your new life in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week to get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school, though. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. It's time to get on the map. SportsMap.com is your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts, including Charlie Polillo, Barry Warner, A.J. Hoffman, me, and more. If you aren't on SportsMap every day, you're missing out. Check it out right now, sportsmap.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at sportsmaphou, and you'll get that cool video from Robin Carlin, hopefully tomorrow. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
First, I got to tell you, get a head start on the holidays from Zadox and ESPN 97.5. All you have to do is log on to ESPN975.com, click on the Zadox Holiday Head Start, tell us who you are, the number we need to call to tell you you're a winner, and what you'd like to buy at Zadox Jewelers, and you could be our next $500 gift card winner. Plus, we'll announce the winner each day in the Zadox Gym of the Day. Today's Holiday Head Start winner is, hey, who spoke in class today? Jeremy.
Oh,
setting you up. Jeremy Langley, congratulations. You are the winner.
I don't know. I didn't attend class today, honestly.
God, man, I thought you were. All right. Hey, first off, though, I want to thank Zadok because they brought us a terrific gift today, both of us, and some awesome, awesome cufflinks, which I'm dressing up a lot more now, so it's perfect. So appreciate those guys. Love doing the Gym of the Day.
Mine came with a note. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, read the note. That would be awesome.
It says, Dear AJ, your creation of the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day song has been the biggest boon for our business. You are now a partner, a true partner with Zadok Jewelers. We thank you deeply from the bottom of our hearts. Here are these cufflinks. Please also accept this gift of $25,000. Very generous, Mr. Zadok.
You only got $25,000?
That's all. Listen, I don't want to be greedy, but I wanted to thank them for the fine gift of the cufflinks and the $25,000 in royalties on that song. So, yeah, it's very good.
Do I get a producer credit, by the way?
Do what now?
Do I get a producer credit, 10%?
No.
I should get a marketing credit for this.
No.
I'm the one who pushes it.
Guys.
Sorry. This is how the music business works, AJ. Man.
In fact,
you've got people taking a piece of everything. That's how it works.
Here's how it should work. You guys should be paying me every time you play this on your show.
On our show?
Yeah.
No. Jong produced it. I promoted it. Sorry.
Yeah, we deserve.
Yeah, we got to get our cut. Actually, if there were real music business, we'd get like 80% between us.
And I just get a tiny little bit.
And you get 5%, and then we 15% would go elsewhere. But all right, so here's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day, and thanks again, guys. Really appreciate the really appreciate these. Very awesome. And
I think all of our clients should bring us gifts at Christmas time.
Well, they've set a high bar here.
Yeah.
Well, Beth does bring you guys gifts.
She brought us Christmas gifts. Is it something that has to go in my ass though? That's not a real Christmas gift.
All right,
Eric brings us beer.
Yeah. But
yeah, we do have a couple sponsors who like Zadok's, to...
Zadok's wins.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Zadok's.
All right, here's your actual gym. How would you like to have a mansion?
Depends.
In England. $2.6 million, 10-acre estate.
Okay.
Well, and the owner of it is holding a raffle to give away his mansion for $14. Okay. It's located now near the town of Tiverton, in the English county of Devon, but you don't just get a fully furnished house. The owner will be leaving his wine cellar fully stocked and his Rolls Royce parked in the four-car garage, in addition to leaving behind fully salaried staff contracted to remain in the house for a year.
That's pretty good.
$14.
I was gonna say, I don't want to have to clean a mansion.
Well, that's the thing. You'd have staff for a year. Now you'd have to...
My wife is not going to clean up.
Not something that big.
No.
Rolls Royce? Dude, I'd be selling that Rolls Royce. I wouldn't want a Rolls Royce.
No.
That's too fancy for me.
Really?
Yeah.
But you're a fancy man.
I'm not that fancy.
Oh, okay.
But the seller said, we don't want the hassle of moving everything out. We just want to walk out with our clothes, personal possessions, and family photos. That also means the winner has a ready-made home to walk into. Unfortunately, there's a couple of catches. You have to live in England, Scotland, or Wales. And you can only purchase 10,000 tickets in total.
Okay.
Which, I don't...
What's that, $14,000? $140,000.
It's $140,000. He's hoping to get about $6 million by the time everything is said and done. And he says he's planning on donating 20% of the eventual proceeds to charity. Now, I have a couple friends who are in England, who live in England, who I could probably get to buy tickets for me.
Okay.
But you know what? They buy their own tickets, and then they buy some for me, and then when they won, say, oh, no, those are my tickets that won.
Yeah, it's a rip-off.
Because I don't really trust my friends.
That's, and I don't ever trust paying into, like, you know when the Powerball gets real big and some offices will pool up some money? I don't trust the people in my office, nor do I want to share money with them.
No, if I want to win the $250 million or whatever it is.
I want to win it all because then it's FU money.
Yeah, and then it's like, goodbye. You're not going to see, I'm never seeing those people again ever anyway. But yeah, so if you have a friend in England, $14, I'm assuming, you know, it's already, it's probably like 10 pounds. They probably already translated it. We'll get you a shot at a mansion.
Yep.
And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Hey, have you looked at any of the lines yet this weekend?
Looked at a little bit.
I had to do, well, I did the show
yesterday. I made a college basketball bet that you might be interested in tonight. Oh,
yeah? What'd you do?
Coug minus -2.
Really?
Against Swamp Cat.
At Swamp Cat.
At Swamp Cat.
Interesting. Find it hard to bet on UH because I'm always on the wrong side for some reason. But okay, I'm seeing minus -1 now.
Oh, I love it. Okay. I mean, I don't know how LSU's like, they're a bad on-ball defense team, and Rob Gray is going to have his way, and LSU's best defender has a high ankle sprain. He's out. So, I got a feeling that Rob Gray has a big day.
Okay,
and Coug, Coug takes it.
Go ahead and sign on to my bookie here.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Don't thank me. I'm just kidding. only thank me if you win.
Okay. Usually when I ask you, it's funny. Like the first month of the season, I'll ask you about 4 games or so, and I'll go like 1-3. And then once we get later in the season, I'll ask you about once a week.
Dude, I started out rough, and I've been rolling
but
lately.
But once we get into like January, I'll just ask you for 1 a week, and you almost never miss.
Yeah, I've been my first couple weeks were rough, very grindy, and since then I've done pretty well.
Grindy, good word.
Grindy.
All right, well, speaking of grinding, sometimes you got to grind at the poker table, but hey, if you want to get over right now and get set up at 6:30, guess what? Poker tournament at Lions, and man, I got to tell you, this place, Lions Poker Palace, is a true palace.
I'm moving in.
I wish I could. And tonight they've got their $80 buy-in with a $20 seat fee and $80 unlimited rebuys for the first 5 levels, no re-entry fee. You get a 20K starting stack, 15-minute rounds, $3,000 guaranteed to first place. $3,000.
You know how many Christmas gifts you could buy with $3,000?
Exactly.
You know how many tickets for that pool you can buy to get that mansion?
Oh, God, yeah, you're good.
That's a lot of tickets.
Man, that is a great return.
They've got 10 tables and a ton of TVs. Whatever you want to watch, they'll put it on for you. They've got all the TV packages, whether it's football, if you go on Sundays or I guess on the weekends or during bowl season, or you're into college basketball or the NBA, they'll turn it on a TV for you there. Follow them on Facebook for all the tournaments and events. You can eat while you're there, too. You've got a full late-night kitchen going on. Cool spot, man. It really is a Vegas vibe when you're in this place. 6134 Richmond Avenue is the spot. Mention ESPN, you'll get your first 2 hours of play for free. That's Lions Poker Palace.